It follows a meeting that we had with the residents' committee out there. They asked us to come out and meet them at the junction. We went out there, and the junction, you know, itself and the first part of the road going up into Coolboy is certainly not fit for purpose for the amount of people that are using it. There are bad bends on it with high banks there. There's no footpaths on it and no lighting. And, you know, really, there's about servicing about 70 houses coming out onto the N56. So I just thought it was the right time for to bring in a motion. I have brought in a motion before in the past about this junction, but nothing had happened on it. The road section of Donegal County Council are telling us that, you know, they can't put lights and footpaths there because of where it is. But, you know, I sit in the Roads SPC myself, and I think we need to look at these junctions, such as Coolboy and out at the Woodlands Junction, because they are very, you know, grown. They're areas that have had massive growth. And I think we need to look at these areas and try and change the rules so as we can get lighting and footpath there to make it safe for children going to and coming from the school bus and want their mornings, and for the road users there as well.
Because if somebody was seriously injured or worse here, the red tape would be no good then.
I agree with that. I spoke to one of the road users. He lives in that area, has raised his family there, and he wrote off his car coming down there. I know the man personally, and he wouldn't be a fast driver. So, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, in winter mornings when the roads are slippy, you know, it's a real dangerous place for young people to be walking up and down. And we know as well, like, there's a lot of people just going down, walking down there onto the cycleway that runs along the N56 there from the mountaintop right out to Kilmacrenan. There's so many people using that. They just walk down there from Coolboy and turn on there and go for their daily walk and cycle with their kids and stuff like that. So I think it's somewhere we really have to be looking at, and it will be one of my top priorities going forward.